This morning on WCHL, flu deaths continued to rise here in North Carolina.
We are still above where we have been some years at this time.
And after multiple attempts by multiple developers, a plan for single-family homes on Homestead Road may finally have the Chapel Hill Town Council's attention.
We are proposing to create what we believe are America's best boomer homes.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the UNC men's basketball team stretched the winning streak out to 7 with a hard-fought win on the road last night against Florida State. Plus, the Chapel Hill High School girls completed their perfect regular season. And
the Tar Heels are doing it with smoke, mirrors, and marvelous team play.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 at WCHL, it is 36 degrees in Chapel Hill, and we expect a really nice day today. Sunshine with the highs in the low 60s, believe it or not. It's going to seem like springtime. State health officials reported on Friday that 7 more people died last week from flu complications, bringing the total number to 64. WCHL's Danny Hooley spoke with Jody Butler with the Orange County Health Department about battling the flu here at home.
It looks like from the number of people who are being seen by medical providers for flu-like illnesses that we are still above where we have been some years at this time.
That's Orange County Community Health Services Supervisor Judy Butler. She confirmed the state's number. 64 North Carolinians have died from flu complications so far this year as of February 8th. Last year, the state reported 59 deaths for the whole season. The flu season typically lasts from November through March. According to Butler, no Orange County residents are reported to have died of flu this year. She said that while some deaths occurred at UNC hospitals, those were patients that were transferred from other counties. Contrary to what a lot of people may believe, extreme weather has little to do with the spread of the flu, but it can be a small factor.
If someone had an extreme weather exposure to the point that their immune system was weakened, it would make them more susceptible. I would not say that the weather contributed beyond the point that you would have had people inside and closer to proximity to each other.
The flu season peaks at different times, and this year it's peaking early. In the meantime, Butler says it's never too late to get a flu shot.
So they'll be available all the way until they expire, which will be in June.
She also says that even though some people get the shot and still get sick, that's no reason to dismiss vaccines.
Flu vaccine is not 100% effective, but it's the best thing there is.
Plus, she says, those who got vaccinated and got the flu anyway can take heart in knowing that without the vaccine, it could have been a lot worse. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
For the third time in 4 years, a developer pitched a plan to build a new development on Homestead Road. And this time, Chapel Hill Town Council members seemed to like what they saw. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The third time might be the charm for developers looking to build a new subdivision on nearly 18 acres along Homestead Road across from Weaver Dairy Extension. Ed Beckham of Epcom Communities told the Chapel Hill Town Council last night he wants to build 65 single-family homes aimed at empty nesters.
We are proposing to create what we believe are America's best boomer homes.
In 2010 and again in 2011, developers made a pitch to bring student housing to the area, but each time met with stiff resistance from neighbors and the town council, who worried the projects would be too dense and too loud for the largely residential area. But the new plan, called Courtyards of Homestead, was warmly received by the council last night, who commended the developer for offering moderately priced homes to the town's aging population. Here's Matt Joukowsky.
It's, to me, very refreshing to have a developer here who's not pitching us on dense student housing plopped down next to a neighborhood where nobody can argue that the two really can ever coexist.
The main sticking point for council members was the developer's initial reluctance to commit to building affordable housing on site, instead offering payment in lieu to subsidize affordable housing elsewhere. Lee Storrow told Beckham that's not what the town needs.
I would be challenged to think of a payment in lieu that would be large enough that I would find compelling.
Council members also pushed for greater connectivity to make sure residents could walk to nearby facilities like the Seymour Senior Center and the Homestead Road Aquatic Center. But Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt challenged the idea that the homes would be sold to retirees rather than families with school-aged children.
Without an age restriction, I don't see how you're able to get these sold to people of 50, 55 and older if you don't actually have an age restriction.
No formal plan has been submitted to the town yet. The developer will review the council's comments before deciding whether to move ahead with the project. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A Carborough Board of Aldermen have a busy night planned for tonight. That story and more coming up in a moment. WCHL News Time, 6:11.
This is a message for newcomers to the Triangle. If you've lived here any length of time, you already know this, so bear with us. But if you're new, one of the great secrets around here is Diamonds Direct Crabtree. It's a place where you can buy certified, hand-picked, top-quality diamonds straight from the diamond cutters. Now, if you're from another city, this might be a new concept for you because this is as far from an old-fashioned jewelry store as you can get. You see, the people who own Diamonds Direct used to be the diamond suppliers for high-end jewelry stores all over the United States. They have partnerships with diamond miners in Russia, and they have their own diamond cutters in Tel Aviv. All this means bigger, better quality diamonds for a lot less than you're used to paying, wherever you came from. And that goes for you New Yorkers, too. No offense. Diamonds Direct Crabtree. After all, it's only fitting that America's most advanced, fastest-growing region deserves America's fastest-growing and most advanced diamond powerhouse. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes and the Carolina Panthers, just outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's.
If you or your child suffer from stubborn acne that doesn't respond to over-the-counter treatments, it makes sense to see a dermatologist. This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. We offer comprehensive acne treatment for both adolescents and adults. Our acne treatment plans are personalized to help each patient get better. You don't have to live with acne. To discover how we can help, request an appointment online at centralderm.net or give us a call at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances.
You think it's easy being a Tar Heel fan? I'm a Tar Heel fan and have lived in Raleigh my whole life, right in the heart of Wolfpack country. My older brother's probably the biggest NC State fan in the world. So if you think it's easy being a Tar Heel fan, let me tell you, it really is. I'm Blake Smith, and I'm with CEI, the source in the Triangle for your office equipment needs. If you want office solutions, or if you just want to celebrate Carolina's latest victory, visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office. Go Heels!
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Carolina's latest victory came last night down in Tallahassee. We'll have details on that coming up in just a few minutes here on WCHL. Carborough's Board of Aldermen has a busy night planned for tonight's town hall meeting. Aldermen will float the possibility of designating a slow zone in downtown Carborough to improve walkability, as well as improving lighting and providing shade for that purpose. They'll also consider adding ATMs, as well as restaurants with carry-out and delivery services, to the list of permitted uses in an area zoned for retail development, offices, recreational and entertainment facilities, and manufacturing. The area in question includes lots on South Greensboro Street and Jones Ferry Road. The board will address concerns of local towing companies regarding regulations. Some towers have expressed opposition to current rules about charging, sign requirements, and forms of payment. Issues related to either walking or biking in Carborough show up on the evening's agenda more than once. One item would establish stop controls and the speed limit on Bike Alley, the north-south leg of Boyd Street. The board will also consider scheduling a public meeting to begin setting design standards for bicycle and pedestrian paths. And there will be some discussion of branding guidelines for the new town logo and slogan. It's Carborough, feel free. The meeting begins at 7:30 tonight at Carborough Town Hall. Orange County commissioners hope to take another step in the process to bring a community center to the Rogers Road neighborhood. In tonight's meeting, the board will consider a 5-year operating agreement for that facility. If the plan is approved, Orange County will pay up to $650,000 to build the center, and staffers from the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association will handle the day-to-day operations. The board will also consider buying 2 acres of land along Irwin Road for inclusion in the 75-acre New Hope Reserve. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Charles Aycock served as North Carolina's governor at the beginning of the 20th century. At UNC and other colleges in the state, he's honored with his name on campus buildings. But now some Duke students are fighting to have his name removed from their campus because Aycock was a white supremacist. Could a similar change be coming, and should it be coming, to Carolina's Aycock Hall? Kayla Gibson reports for Carolina Connection.
On North Campus stands a building that is home to more than 90 women. A building named for UNC alumnus and North Carolina Governor Charles Aycock. UNC's official historian, Cecilia Moore, says Aycock's legacy was expanding public education.
He was a very strong proponent for public education in the state, which was not something that was a popular idea in the 19th century in North Carolina.
Aycock is not honored just at UNC. You can find his name on dorms at Duke and ECU. A high school in Wayne County dons his name. His statue stands outside the Capitol building in Raleigh. However, there's another part to Aycock's past, and it isn't too pretty. A past that students at Duke discovered, making them realize they didn't want to have a building honoring him. They discovered that Aycock was the leader of the white supremacy movement that began in the late 1800s in North Carolina. Duke senior Prashanth Kamalakanthan.
It was only in 1900 that you saw all of the gains of the Reconstruction era set back, and the South was pushed back into 60 years of darkness.
Aycock helped create mass fear of black domination. He lived in an era when African Americans were intimidated away from voting, and some blame his propaganda for promoting the only coup in U.S. history in Wilmington, when black city council members were forced to resign at gunpoint and almost 100 people were killed. This legacy inspired Kamalakanthan, as well as other students, to call for Duke to change the name of Aycock Dorm. Duke senior Adrian Harveld.
Having a building that, you know, black students live in, that Hispanic students live in, that any people of color live in, named after someone who basically warned North Carolinians to beware of Negro rule, is sort of unsettling.
Duke student government passed a resolution last month in favor of renaming the dorm. The Duke Board of Trustees will make the final decision. Harveld says the resolution would change the building name to Julian Abel, a black architect who designed much of Duke's campus. But what does this mean for UNC's Aycock Hall? Moore says it's not the first time UNC students have questioned the names of buildings on campus.
It comes up periodically.
Moore says the last time a building name was questioned was in the early 2000s. Students were concerned about a dorm named after Cornelia Phillips Spencer, who was an advocate of white supremacy during Reconstruction. She says university leaders in the past, such as former Chancellor James Meeser, chose to use questions of historic North Carolina figures as teaching moments.
His philosophy was that we don't erase things because they're painful or uncomfortable. We add to them. Now, how we add to them is part of the ongoing dialogue and debate.
Vice Chancellor Winston Crisp says Aycock's views were the norm for his time. He says changing the name of UNC's Aycock Hall isn't the answer.
It becomes a question of, do we go back and revise history all across the campus to satisfy our own moral tendencies and opinions today, or do we find ways to actually have conversation about what it means?
However, Harveld says Aycock is different.
Aycock is unique because before him and before his peers, we were on the road to equality in North Carolina.
Harveld says she hopes students at UNC and other campuses around the state will mobilize to change the names of Aycock buildings if Duke successfully changes the name. She says Duke students are willing to help student groups at other universities. In Chapel Hill, I'm Kayla Gibson.
Carolina Connection, of course, is a program, a radio news magazine at the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs every Saturday morning at 8:30 right here on WCHL during the school year. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. No problems that we know about out there this morning. Everything should be okay. If you spot anything out of the ordinary, or certainly if you experience anything out of the ordinary, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. Please do it safely. You can become a WCHL road warrior, and we'll pass along the word to everybody else. But right now, everything is okay. WCHL's Rand Northam will be along just a little while to report on traffic all morning long. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by WCHL Championship Sports. Don't forget, now that Carolina's passed Florida State, it is Carolina and Duke this Thursday night at the Dean Smith Center. Tip time scheduled for 9 o'clock, but WCHL's coverage begins at 7 o'clock with a special hour-long edition of Countdown to Tip-Off. It's the Tar Heels and the Blue Devils, the redo version, and can be heard right here on WCHL. It is really kind of nice out there today. Sunny skies, high today in the low 60s. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies, 40% chance of rain after midnight, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain in the morning, and then mostly sunshine in the afternoon tomorrow. But tomorrow's high in the middle 60s. On Thursday, we'll be up in the upper 60s. So just a little bit warmer each day. So not a bad forecast at all. Things looking a little bit better. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, and we'll move right into the Carolina basketball game last night. Carolina men's basketball team toughed out Florida State 81-75 in an intense contest at the Donald L. Tucker Center in Tallahassee to improve to 18-7 overall, 8-4 in the ACC. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the game.
Well, it was about as bizarre a game as I've ever been involved with early, because there was nothing that we did that was very good. And he and Miller making those threes early, and one time Marcus was all over him, and he still made the shot. But our guys just sort of hung in there. And we started getting a couple of plays made by some guys off the bench. Bryce gave us a lot in the first half off the bench. And then to do that without James Michael McAdoo, who has been our best player in this streak that we've been on, because he's played so hard.
That was head coach Roy Williams after his Tar Heels earned their first victory of the season while trailing at the half. And this time they managed to do it without the services of James Michael McAdoo, who was mired in foul trouble the whole game. Thanks to some spirited play by Kennedy Meeks and Bryce Johnson, Carolina stayed in the game in the waning minutes of the first half. Meeks finished with a career-high 23 points, while Johnson tallied 14 points of his own with explosive plays like this one.
Tokido into the lane, bounce pass to Johnson, dunks it over the top of Jarquez Smith. Whoa.
That was Jones Angel of the Tar Heel Sports Network with the call. Carolina came out sluggishly, committing careless turnovers and shooting a woeful 1-for-10 from the field. FSU took full advantage by sprinting out to a 17-3 lead. McAdoo, held scoreless, was completely taken out of the game by whistles, eventually bowing out late in the second half. But the Tar Heels battled on by dominating the glass, eventually claiming their first lead of the game at 57-55 midway through the second half. From there, Page took over, knocking down shot after shot like he does so often, saving his best for the closing half by draining jumpers like this one.
Tokido in the front court to Page on the right sideline. Back to Tokido. Over to Page on the right wing. He's going to fire up a three. Got it!
There's more details in that game coming up on WCHL from Matt Oaks next hour. And we want to tell you about last night's high school basketball action. The Chapel Hill High School Tigers girls basketball team capped a perfect regular season last night, rolling over visiting Cardinal Gibbons 46-28 to improve to a remarkable 23-0 record overall. We broadcast the game live on chapelbrew.com. WCHL's Rand Northam has all the details coming up in just a little while here on WCHL. Big win last night for the Tigers.
The Tigers, who finished the season 14-0 in the Big 8, controlled the tilt from the outset, building a 12-2 first-quarter lead and taking a 9-point lead into intermission. On the strength of a balanced attack led by Catherine Romaine's 14 points and 11 from Jamela Smith, Chapel Hill put the contest away with a 16-7 third-quarter run. Cardinal Gibbons, a dangerous team despite getting handled twice by the Tigers this season for their only conference setbacks, didn't have a player reach double-figure scoring. If the Tigers can win 9 more in a row, they can capture a state title that just eluded them last season in the championship contest.
Congratulations to the Tigers, and don't forget the conference tournament this week, 6:25 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Charles Osgood. In recent years, Bankrate.com has been tracking the amount of money Americans put aside for emergencies compared to the size of their credit card debt. Their newest report is not a pretty picture.
Only a little bit more than half of Americans, 51%, has more money in their emergency savings account than they do in credit card debt. Now, that's the lowest that we've seen at any point in the last 4 years.
That's Greg McBride, BankRate.com's chief financial analyst.
More than one in four, 28%, have more credit card debt than they do emergency savings, and that is the highest that we've seen in the last 4 years.
That is not good either for them or the economy, as we'll hear after this. There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing Auto Owners Insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Walgreens knows that Medicare prescription drug plan users feel good at the corner of picking up prescriptions and saving some money. Now we want to help you save even more. Just switch and save. This year at Walgreens, Medicare Part D customers could save with copays as low as $0 on select Part D plans. Stop in today and we'll do the rest. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
$0 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
There are reasons why growing credit card debt and shrinking savings are bad for the economy, says BankRate.com's Greg McBride.
Stagnant household incomes are a big headwind toward people being able to make progress financially. They don't have additional spending power to ramp up their spending, which is why we have a slow growth economy, but they also don't have a whole lot of money to ramp up their saving in a meaningful way.
And look who's spending more and enjoying it less.
Those between the ages of 30 and 64, the prime earning years, they were more likely than any other age group to have more credit card debt than emergency savings.
The economists aren't the only ones who are worried about this.
By more than a 2-to-1 margin, people say they are less comfortable with the savings they have now relative to what they had a year ago, rather than more comfortable.
Folks are hard to please when they feel a squeeze.
Incomes may not have gone up, but for a lot of people, their household expenses continue to creep higher, and that further pinches their ability to save as well as pay down debt.
The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
What do cows and clutter have in common? Both can help you eat more chicken. Between now and March 1st, gather up sterling flatware, gold and silver jewelry, and spare coins. Bring it to Jewelry Cycle in University Mall, right next to Chick-fil-A, and we'll give you a cash offer on the spot, plus a coupon for a free Chick-fil-A sandwich. There is no obligation to accept either, but it's a jewel of an offer. Best one you'll get till the cows come home. Jewelry Cycle in University Mall. Bring in your bling and get some moolah, plus a chance to eat more chicken on us.
Saturday, March 8th, from 9 to 1, discover what you never knew about DermTech. It's our 2014 Spring Open House. Get information on more than 100 career training programs and learn all about the University Transfer Program, plus financial aid, admissions, and registration. Meet faculty, staff, and students to answer any questions and give you a sneak peek into our many interactive labs that include the latest technology. Registration is not required, but greatly appreciated. For more information and to register, visit dermtech.edu/openhouse. We'll see you on March 8th.
Tickets are on sale now for St. Thomas More Catholic School's 2014 annual gala and auction, the Starry Night, to be held on Saturday, March 1st from 7 to 11 p.m. in the Friends and Family Hall of St. Thomas More Catholic Church. Please join us for a wonderful dining experience catered by savory fare and cheeky sushi while bidding on fabulous, one-of-a-kind auction merchandise. 100% of the proceeds raised go to support the enrichment of the students of St. Thomas More. To buy tickets or make an auction donation, please visit us at stmhsa.org. And thank you, WCHL, for caring.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. Save half off, $20 worth of food and drinks, available now for $10. Oasis is located in downtown Carrboro in Carmel. But at night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. Oasis features organic coffees, aromatic teas, wines and beers, homemade pastries, chocolates, quiches, and more. Many options are also vegetarian, vegan, and or gluten-free. It's half off from Oasis. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
All right, it's time now for your Chapel Hill Carver weather, brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Big games are always right around the corner, so order today from Dickie's and they'll have it ready for you. Choose from 8 juicy hickory smoked meats. Dickie's is right next to New Hope Commons on the Chapel Hill side of Durham. It's It'll be sunny today, high today in the low 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain after midnight, overnight low around 40. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain. And then mostly sunny in the afternoon, high in the middle 60s. Just a little bit warmer tomorrow. But tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 42. And then on Thursday, cloudy, 20% chance of showers, and the highs in the upper 60s. So not bad at all. We'll be in the middle 60s on Friday, but there will be a 70% chance of rain at the end of the week as well. So warmer temperatures and the wet stuff coming.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. More of the same, snow, ice, freezing rain, all could come from this storm system that is heading through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys and then east. At the National Weather Service, Brian Hurley.
A lot of areas are going to be between 2 and 4 inches. There are going to be some locally higher amounts. There usually is, maybe closer to 6 inches in parts of Ohio and in western Pennsylvania.
Lidio Alatore is in Chicago.
It's a lot of snow, so it's nice, you know, but it's a lot of work.
More than 1,000 flights canceled in Chicago the past day. And as that storm pushes eastward, that again affects air travel. Mark Duell with FlightAware.com.
The airlines have already canceled 260 flights. Mostly United Express at Newark, LaGuardia, and Cleveland.
In Pawpaw, Michigan, there were whiteout conditions that led to a huge chain reaction collision on Interstate 94. 40 cars, 50 semis involved. This guy was stuck after the crash.
I'm hoping somebody drops in a case of beer or something.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
37 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. State health officials reported on Friday that 7 more people died last week from flu complications, bringing the total number to 64. WCHL's Danny Hooley spoke with Judy Butler with the Orange County Health Department about battling the flu here at home.
It looks like from the number of people who are being seen by medical providers for flu-like illnesses that we are still above where we have been some years at this time.
That's Orange County Community Health Services Supervisor Judy Butler. She confirmed the state's number. 64 North Carolinians have died from flu complications so far this year as of February 8th. Last year, the state reported 59 deaths for the whole season. The flu season typically lasts from November through March. According to Butler, no Orange County residents are reported to have died of flu this year. She said that while some deaths occurred at UNC hospitals, those were patients that were transferred from other counties. Contrary to what a lot of people may believe, extreme weather has little to do with the spread of the flu, but it can be a small factor.
If someone had had an extreme weather exposure to the point that their immune system was weakened, it would make them more susceptible. I would not say that the weather contributed beyond the point that you would have had people inside in closer to proximity to each other.
The flu season peaks at different times, and this year it's peaking early. In the meantime, Butler says it's never too late to get a flu shot.
They'll be available all the way until they expire, which will be in June.
She also says that even though some people get the shot and still get sick, that's no reason to dismiss vaccines.
Flu vaccine is not 100% effective, but it's the best thing there is.
Plus, she says, those who got vaccinated and got the flu anyway can take heart in knowing that without the vaccine, it could have been a lot worse. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County commissioners hope to take another step in the process to bring a community center to the Rogers Road neighborhood tonight. At tonight's meeting, the board will consider a 5-year operating agreement for the facility. If the plan is approved, Orange County will pay up to $650,000 to build the center, and staffers from the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association will handle the day-to-day operations. The board will also consider buying 2 acres of land along Irwin Road for inclusion in the 75-acre New Hope Reserve. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock in the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Carrboro's Board of Aldermen has a busy night planned for tonight's town hall meeting. Aldermen will float the possibility of designating a slow zone in downtown Carrboro to improve walkability, as well as improving lighting and providing shade for that purpose. They'll also consider adding ATMs, as well as restaurants with carry-out and delivery services, to the list of permitted uses in an area zoned for retail development, offices, recreational and entertainment facilities, and manufacturing. The area in question includes lots on South Greensboro Street and Jones Ferry Road. The board will address concerns of local towing companies regarding regulations. Some towers have expressed opposition to current rules about charging, sign requirements, and forms of payment. Issues related to either walking or biking in Carrboro show up on the evening's agenda more than once. One item would establish stop controls and a speed limit on Bike Alley, the north-south leg of Boyd Street. The board will also consider scheduling a public meeting to begin setting design standards for bicycle and pedestrian paths. And there will be some discussion of branding guidelines for the new town logo and slogan. It's Carrboro. Feel free. That meeting begins tonight at 7:30 at Carrboro Town Hall. For the third time in 4 years, a developer pitched a plan to build a new development on Homestead Road. This time, Chapel Hill Town Council members seemed to like what they saw. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The third time might be the charm for developers looking to build a new subdivision on nearly 18 acres along Homestead Road across from Weaver Dairy Extension. Ed Beckham of Epcom Communities told the Chapel Hill Town Council last night he wants to build 65 single-family homes aimed at empty nesters.
We are proposing to create what we believe are America's best boomer homes.
In 2010 and again in 2011, developers made a pitch to bring student housing to the area, but each time met with stiff resistance from neighbors and the town council, who worried the projects would be too dense and too loud for the largely residential area. But the new plan, called Courtyards of Homestead, was warmly received by the council last night, who commended the developer for offering moderately priced homes to the town's aging population. Here's Matt Joukowsky.
It's, to me, very refreshing to have a developer here who's not pitching us on dense student housing plopped down next to a neighborhood where nobody can argue that the two really can ever coexist.
The main sticking point for council members was the developer's initial reluctance to commit to building affordable housing on site, instead offering payment in lieu to subsidize affordable housing elsewhere. Lee Storrow told Beckham that's not what the town needs.
I would be challenged to think of a payment in lieu that would be large enough that I would find compelling.
Council members also pushed for greater connectivity to make sure residents could walk to nearby facilities like the Seymour Senior Center and the Homestead Road Aquatic Center. But Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt challenged the idea that the homes would be sold to retirees rather than families with school-aged children.
Without an age restriction, I don't see how you're able to get these sold to people of 50, 55 and older if you don't actually have an age restriction.
No formal plan has been submitted to the town yet. The developer will review the council's comments before deciding whether to move ahead with the project. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:38. Walt Mack has today's commentary. That's on the way next.
What I like about Diamonds Direct the most is that Diamonds Direct is truly a diamond importer.
Paul Tacorian, president of Tacori, the most sought-after engagement rings in America, talking about Diamonds Direct.
They have the largest selection of diamonds that you're going to find anywhere, and they have a huge selection of designer engagement rings.
And that selection, says Paul, is critical for guys.
Guys are going to spend a lot of money on a ring, and 70% of women don't like the engagement ring that they have because it's just a plain generic ring. They want something that's beautiful, unique, and differentiates them from everyone else.
Diamonds Direct is proud to be a Tacori Platinum partner with handcrafted unique designer rings, unbeatable value, and a world-class shopping experience.
Every single person that works in this store, when you come in, you'll see has such a great passion for helping and informing the customers. What makes Diamonds Direct unique amongst all retailers across North America is that they truly have the largest selection of diamonds that they directly import. And they have every single designer under the sun that you can imagine in their store.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
This new tax code, all these separate forms, I'm really going to need help with my taxes this year.
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
I'm ready to start my new business, but where do I start with all this paperwork?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
How can I be sure if my family's taken care of after I'm gone?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Hi, this is David Huntoon of Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown. If you've got money challenges, our team of CPAs and advisors is ready to help you answer all of life's toughest financial questions.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Our people make the difference.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Call ahead and we will have it ready for you. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, choose from pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add home-style sides and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh. See Dickie's.com for details.
37 degrees, 640 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walt Mack. A recent poll conducted by UNC's Gilling School of Global Public Health suggests that nearly half of the state's residents favor increasing the tax on a pack of cigarettes. The town of Chapel Hill, Orange County, and the state of North Carolina are staring at a major source of revenue to revive their anemic coffers, and it's right under their noses. Can you smell the smoke of lost revenues? I can. At one time, North Carolina was a leading grower and producer of tobacco products. Not anymore. Yet it still tries to protect tobacco interests. The state currently assesses a tax of 45 cents for a pack of cigarettes, one of the lowest of all the 50 states. Compare that to the national average of $1.34 a pack. That's almost $1 a pack more that the state of North Carolina could collect in revenue to distribute to counties and cities struggling for ways to make ends meet. According to the UNC Chapel Hill study, the majority of North Carolinian support was found among non-smokers, better educated people, and those in higher income tax brackets. And support for higher tobacco taxes also applies to chewing tobacco, snuff, cigars, and loose tobacco, which are already taxed at lower rates than cigarettes. Count that as another source of revenue. Of course, raising taxes on tobacco may also reduce smoking. That's not bad either, since smoking is a leading cause of cancer. It's a sin tax, but then wouldn't it be a sin not to raise a tobacco tax, particularly when we need the revenue so badly? Then what are you waiting for, state legislators? This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
Good win last night down in Tallahassee for Carolina's basketball team.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
After trailing 9-0 and by as many as 15 in the first half, Carolina came back to defeat Florida State in Tallahassee on Monday night, 81-75. What made the win even more impressive was the fact James Michael McAdoo, Carolina's leading scorer in conference play, did not score and fouled out in only 13 minutes of action. Kennedy Meeks was among those who picked up the scoring load with a freshman season high, 23 points.
He does give us some inside scoring, and I think the huge part of it, too, is our guys passing the ball to him, bounce passes inside. He made one jump shot in the first half about 10 feet out on the left baseline, and the rest of them, you know, you could cough it in from where he was, but that's okay. I like those. But, no, he was big for us, and he's a good passer as well. But
disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The win was victory number 300 for Roy Williams as Carolina head coach. Williams needed only 386 games to get 300 victories, making him the fastest coach in ACC history to reach that milestone.
I'd like to say thanks to Raymond Felton, Jackie Manuel, Tyler Hansbrough, Sean May, Ty Lawson, you know, all those guys and those guys in the locker room right now because I've lived a blessed life on that basketball court and it's been a lot of fun. Hopefully I have another win sometime.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
All right, good win last night for Roy and the Tar Heels. The way they came back and had some difficult circumstances, it was not a pretty game. A lot of fouls called in that game last night. It's amazing. It's always tough to win down in Tallahassee. Now the Tar Heels can concentrate on Duke coming up on Thursday night if the Blue Devils can make it over here. 6:45 at WCHL. And coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have Celebrity Days. We have Freddie Kiger's Trivia Quiz. And today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Orange County residents can recycle cups, tubs, buckets, and other rigid plastics that aren't bottles using the purple dumpsters at any of the county's five convenience centers. Plastic lawn chairs, planters, and toys without metal axles or batteries can also go inside these special collection dumpsters. For more details, please call 919-968-2788 and remember to recycle all you can.
The 2014 Healthiest You Challenge presented by UNC Healthcare is officially underway. Our 2014 challengers have begun their 6-week journey to improve health and wellness and will get the chance to work out at the amazing facilities at the UNC Wellness Centers in Menomont and their newest location in Cary. A big thank you to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers at Menomont and in Cary, Massage Envy Spa Eastgate, Massage Envy Spa South Point, the UPS Store, Chapel Hill North, Fordham and Menomont, Chimneys Plus and Gutter Solutions, Twig and Cameron's.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building a dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
All righty then, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. Well, things should be okay out there this morning. Still a little bit of moisture out there, but for the most part, everything moving along okay. Here is Rand Northam to tell you all about it here on WCHL. We'll let you know what's going on the highways and byways.
Thank you very much, Ron. Yeah, not as slick this morning. My car was not fishtailing at all. That is good news.
Good.
A little bit warmer this morning. That's nice.
I don't like to see you fishtail in the parking lot.
I don't like that either.
It's just a little scary.
Yeah, definitely. Traffic moving smoothly to start things off this morning, and I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays. You might see a few minor delays here picking up as rush hour here in the morning commutes begins to pick up as people are getting their day started. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. And Ron, I'm sure we'll talk about it a little later in our Chapelboro segment at 6:40 later on today. But just a great game last night by the Chapel Hill girls.
Yeah.
I was honored to be there to call that game as the Chapel Hill girls complete the quest for perfection and get the perfect season. 23-0, 14-0 in the Big 8. Amazing.
It's pretty amazing at any level. To go through the entire season undefeated.
Very true.
I mean, and that's just basically not done
today. But this team did it in a dominant fashion,
yeah.
Averaging a more than 40-point margin of victory.
Gosh.
Beat one team by 83 points, 100-17. I mean, Sherry Norris and her squad, and they're young, too. They've got a good group of seniors, but a huge group of juniors right behind them, too.
And they beat a good team last night.
They sure did,
you know.
Yeah, we were talking about it in the pregame that Cardinal Gibbons is the most dominant team in the Big 8 if you don't count Chapel Hill.
Exactly.
I mean, they went through the rest of the Big 8 just like Chapel Hill did,
mm-hmm.
but then you meet up with Chapel Hill, the dominant force that it is, and It's unstoppable.
Well, they're probably going to play again in the tournament, right?
Probably so. The tournament tips off tomorrow night,
mm-hmm.
and those two, being the number one and number two seeds, will most likely meet on Friday, mm-hmm. which we will have the call of here on WCHL.
Hard to beat a team three times, that's for sure.
That it is.
But if any team can do it, this one will do it.
You are right.
Hey, listen, glad you were able to do that game last night on chapelbro.com.
You bet.
We had a Carolina game on WCHL.
Yeah.
And Rand was over there busy doing the high school game for you. And again, more details on the game coming up in just about a half an hour here at
Sounds
WCHL.
Good. Excellent.
Hey, thanks much.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you in a little while. It is time now to turn to your WCHL weather forecast. Right now it is 37 degrees in Chapel Hill. Sunshine, high today in the low 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40% chance of rain after midnight. Overnight low will be 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of rain in the morning, and then mostly sunshine in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the middle 60s, just a couple of degrees warmer than today. And then on Thursday, cloudy with a slight chance of rain and highs in the upper 60s. Like the sound of that. Much warmer weather this week, and I don't know anybody after what we've been through who's going to complain about anything having to do with that. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. And we're going to start with actor George Kennedy, 89 years old today. Former Senator John Warner, Republican from Virginia, 87 years old today. Author Toni Morrison is 83. Yoko Ono is 81. She's listed as a singer. I don't know if I'd say that, but Yoko Ono is 81 years old today. Bobby Hart, singer-songwriter. Remember Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart? 75 years old today. Singer Irma Thomas is 73. Dennis DeYoung, lead singer of Styx, 67 years old today. Actress Sybil Shepherd, 64. Singer Juice Newton is 62. Let's see here. Rock musician Robbie Bachman is 61. Bachman Turner Overdrive. John Travolta is 60 years old today. Game show host Vanna White turns 57. Still looking at pretty much exactly the same. Actress Greta Scacchi is 54. Actor Matt Dillon is 50 today. Rapper Dr. Dre is 49. Actress Molly Ringwald, who was in all those teen movies back in the 80s, 46 years old today. And let's see here. Actor Tyrone Burton is 35. Opera singer Isabel Leonard is 32. And actor Shane Lyons is 26. We got a local celebrity celebrating birthday today, and that would be Ernie Patterson. Happy birthday, Ernie. Ernie Patterson celebrating a birthday today, and we're going to get him a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores. Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. Happy birthday, Ernie. I hope it is a really good day for you, big guy.
Tuesday morning, ladies and gentlemen, News Talk 1360 WCHL with Rod Stutz and Mr. Freddie Kiger.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Rock and Roll Tuesday, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Tuesday. So here we go. Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes. Rock and Roll, baby.
On this day, my friends, this day, back in 1969, this tune was number one in the land. Mm-hmm. You identify it from the following lyrics.
Okay.
There is a long hair that doesn't like the short hair. For being such a rich one,
I got it.
Not help the poor one.
Uh-huh.
Different strokes for different folks.
Uh-huh.
And so on and so on. And Scooby-Dooby-Doo. The lyrics are, there is a long hair that doesn't like the short hair. And for being such a rich one, that will not help the poor one.
Yep.
Different strokes for different folks. And so on and so on. And Scooby-Dooby-Dooby.
I love that song. It's one of my
favorites. It's hard to try to make sure you don't do it the way it's the way it's
sung. That's right. Yeah, because you did. If you have that little lilt in your voice and you sound like the song, then you kind of give it away.
Yeah. All right, folks. Those were the lyrics. It was number one on this day, February 15th, 1969. Call us and name that tune.
Rock and Roll Tuesday. 929-WCHL is your number to call right now with Freddie Kiger. And call right now. See if you know the answer.
All right, let's play just a few seconds of the song. Just the opening bars. All right, here we go. Ready? I think everybody ought to get this right away. That's really pretty easy. All right, what is that song? And who is the artist? who recorded it. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Robert Dowling spent many years in banking in New York and Chicago before leaving the corporate world behind and moving south to Carrboro to get involved with nonprofit work. He became executive director of the Orange Community Housing Corporation in December of 1997, managed the transition to Community Home Trust, and still heads up a great group of people who do wonderful work in our community. Robert Dowling is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Folks who don't know what Community Home Trust is all about, explain the concept.
We are a nonprofit organization. We provide affordable home ownership in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Mostly, we work throughout Orange County. And we implement the town's inclusionary housing policies. Mm-hmm. Inclusionary housing means when developers do housing, the towns in both Chapel Hill and Carrboro want a percentage of those homes to be affordable. And we're the ones who work with the developers to sell those affordable homes to low-income people, regular working people, as I call them.
Of course, what we need is more affordable housing in our community, but we have made some giant strides in recent years.
We have. The town of Chapel Hill started inclusionary housing about 10 years ago. And 10 years ago, we had about one house in our inventory of affordable housing. Today, we have 194 homes in our inventory.
Wow, that's a lot, man. We've made a lot of great strides during those 14 years, folks. And a lot of it is because of Robert Dowling. So,
thank you, Ron.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for WCHL and all your support as well.
In addition to helping local folks, regular folks, as he calls them, get into homes, Robert Dowling's one of the nicest guys around and a real mover and shaker in our community. That's why he's today's WCHL hometown hero. And remember, to find out more, go to the website.
Our website is communityhometrust.org.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
All right, 656 at WCHL, and Freddie Kiger on Rock and Roll Tuesday. That's my favorite day of the week as far as trivia is concerned.
Well, that would be Sly and the Family Stone.
And the name of the tune?
Everyday People.
You are correct.
And I'm surprised they showed up in the studio to record
like
it.
The short hair for a
being such a rich one.
That will not help the poor one.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, it's Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone, or as I sometimes call them, Slick and the Family Brick. And what a great song it is, too, I'll tell you.
I could be wrong.
Marty Bowles called in first with the name of the song, the artist. Several other people knew it as well, but Marty was just the first one to get in here, and he gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. I love that song, yes. Sylvester Stewart wrote some really good stuff, didn't he? And it's 6:58 at WCHL.
Not only does Tobacco Road Sports Cafe offer great food and infinite sports, you can like them on Facebook for a chance to win two tickets to the Carolina Duke rematch March 8th at Cameron Indoor Stadium. The winner will also be in a shooting contest at halftime to win $10,000. So like them on Facebook today. Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, an array of down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a great selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Your destination for March Madness, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54.
Come out for a night of New Orleans food, fun, and music in celebration of Mardi Gras and in support of Paws Forever. The Mardi Gras Masquerade Dinner, Auction, and Dance will take place February 28th at the University Inn with music by Liquid Pleasure. A selection of unique masks made by local artists will be available for purchase at the event. Learn more at pawsforever.org. Thanks WCHL for supporting Paws Forever, the only guaranteed adoption animal sanctuary in Orange County.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. Save half off, $20 worth of food and drinks, available now for $10. Oasis is located in downtown Carrboro in Carmel. but at night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. Oasis features organic coffees, aromatic teas, wines and beers, homemade pastries, chocolates, quiches, and more. Many options are also vegetarian, vegan, and or gluten-free. It's half off from Oasis. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
It's a minute before 7 o'clock at WCHL. Time to take a look, quick look at your weather. Brought to you by Grumble Jewelers. If you're ready for an engagement ring or that custom piece you've been dreaming of for a long time, go see Berkeley Grimble. They're always there for you at Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler on Elliott Road in the Village Plaza right next to Whole Foods. 37 degrees right now, sunshine today. Look for a high today in the low 60s tonight, a 40% chance of rain moving in with a low down around 40 degrees. So good weather on the way, warmer weather certainly.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Carolina football.
No, he's not! Yes, he is! Touchdown!
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Snow shovels are getting another workout from the frozen Midwest all the way to New England. The latest in a never-ending series of winter storms began moving up the eastern seaboard overnight. Forecasts call for as much as 6 to 8 inches of snow on top of what's already on the ground. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen tells us that's sure to be a problem as temperatures begin to rise later this week.
Flooding will become a major concern because the snowfall depth in many locales is anywhere from 1 to 2 feet, which is quite unusual even for this time of year for some of the major cities.
Mark Duell with FlightAware.com says foul weather will affect a lot of people who plan to get on a plane today.
I expect we'll see at least 1,000 flight cancellations.